Editor's note. This article was previously published on Guelph Today. By the end of the month, Guelph Police hopes to have 19 cameras ready to be set up in downtown Guelph. But the officer leading the charge on the new program wants to assure the public that those cameras aren't going to be manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In fact, having eyes on the cameras will be the last thing on their mind. You see it in the movies where there's people watching screens, and they're watching people go shopping. That is not what we're doing at all, Det. Sergeant Chris Propst, who is heading up the Community Safety Operations Center, CSOC, told those who attended Wednesday's public consultation session at police headquarters. He said officers will be too busy with the call management portion of the center. Cameras will only be utilized in the case of a serious incident, and officers need extra eyes when responding to an incident. Otherwise, the cameras won't be monitored. When a serious incident happens, they will immediately have access to live streaming footage, and they'll be able to update responding officers with real-time updates, Propst said. We're anticipating it's going to lead to successful conclusions to these types of incidents. Police Chief Gord Kobe emphasized this center will not take away any foot patrols in downtown Guelph. This is an additional support to our citizens in the downtown, he said. This is in no way meant to indicate a reduction in that support. A number of business owners were in attendance, and top of mind centered around privacy. There is an opportunity for abuse in this, absolutely, said Richard Overland, co-owner of NV Kitchen Plus Bar. But I don't think that's anybody's intention here. I think they've set up the safeguards to stop that from happening. He said he thinks it's a great idea, and will help instill confidence in people that have lost some confidence in downtown Guelph. The cameras will be pointed at public spaces only, and signs will be posted in those areas so residents are aware of their presence. Those signs will also have contact information listed, in case you want to lawfully acquire said footage through a Freedom of Information request. Any recorded footage will be held for 72 hours. If police need footage for evidentiary purposes, they'll be able to save the footage. When ready, the cameras might also be used proactively at events such as St. Patrick's Day and homecoming celebrations. We just want the safety of our clients, and I think it's going to be amazing, said Pina Marfisi, owner of Aqua Salon. I like the fact that I think it's going to make citizens feel safer downtown, knowing that we have the cameras downtown so if they run into a situation, that we have the ability to go back and look at it, added Derek Rutherford, owner of Valentini Hair Design. As for the call management portion, Propst said officers will be too busy to watch cameras because they'll be tied up with what he called a major portion of the CSOC. We have identified certain types of calls that frontline police officers respond to, which we could use an alternate strategy of response that would increase the efficiency with our frontline and responses, he said. Propst used the example of someone having a nonviolent issue with a neighbor and just needs advice. He said instead of calling into the station and waiting for hours until there is someone available, this system will allow you to call in and speak to an officer directly, instead of having a frontline officer head to your home to resolve the issue. The frontline officer that would have been utilized for that is now available if an urgent call comes in, he said. The program was included in the Guelph Police Service Board budget for 2024 to 2027. The hope is to get all the equipment needed by the end of the month to set up the center, and then have everything operational soon after. This is not a one-stop exercise, said Deputy Chief Daryl Goetz. We want to liaise with business owners and residents as we go on. You may have ideas, you may say, hey, have you thought about this, and that's a good idea, because we're not in your shoes. We appreciate the feedback, and we look forward to future feedback as we move forward because this will evolve, and we're assessing it the entire time.